My name's Steve Holcroft. I'm Head of Recruitment Admissions at the University of Kent. Clearing is a very strange process in the sense that universities at this time of year are trying to fill vacancies that they still have left from the main cycle. The reason why we have vacancies is in this country we make decisions on a conditional basis, conditional on people's exam results. And consequently, if those exam results aren't as good as we would like, then we're going to be short of students. So therefore, we will have some vacancies for people to take through clearing. And so what clearing enables universities to do is to fill up any remaining vacancies that they have once the results are known and match students with any remaining courses that we have available.
And just to explain how it's going to work tomorrow, will you have a large team of people there taking calls from students?
Well, universities manage clearing in a variety of different ways. At the University of Kent, we actually have a web-first approach because we're a bit tech-savvy. So it means that applicants can simply log onto our website and submit their clearing application directly into the system. And that pops up in our admissions officers' PCs, and they can just make a decision on the basis of the information that the students provide. Alternatively, obviously, you could use the old technology of the telephone and actually make a telephone call if you wish to do so. But we find it's a lot quicker and faster for students actually just to fill in the form themselves and give us their details via that method.
And what does it mean for students? What do they, the ones who don't get in, what would you say to them?
Well, I think students have to take stock once they've got their exam results because they need to decide whether university is the right thing for them. Other opportunities are available. They may consider either resitting examinations or taking an apprenticeship a year out. So it's important that students do take time. Obviously, they don't want to take too much time if they are thinking about securing a vacancy, one of the vacancies that we have. But they need to really consider their options, and going to university straight away may not be the best option for them. They may need to take some time out. But if they have decided that university is where they want to go, then they really need to do some research and go to the UCAS website as soon as they can, because that's where all the university vacancies will be listed and they can find out what vacancies are available, create a shortlist, and then either make the calls or go to the appropriate university websites and make those applications.